Psalm 113 is the psalm for this morning. King James says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised." Yeah, couldn't just say it, had to sing it, right? "The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high?" Who is like Him? Is anybody like Him? He's it. Amen. We're wanting to be like Him, right? Wilmington's Bible Dictionary says, "Sunrise to sunset praise. The believer is to praise God's name during every waking hour. Indeed, who else is like God, who is enthroned in the heavens, yet stoops down to help the poor and the needy?" And the psalm goes on to talk about that. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown says, "The psalmist called on all the Lord's servants everywhere to praise God, because even though he is exalted on high, he lowers himself to exalt the oppressed." J.J. Stuart Perrone says, and rightly observes, that this psalm is a connecting link between the song of Hannah, which we just read in 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10, and the Magnificat of Mary. How interesting. It's a call to praise. The psalm begins and ends with the words, "Praise the Lord." The psalmist summoned the servants of the Lord to praise His name, for it is worthy of praise at all times. The name of the Lord, His revealed attributes, deserves praise. All the world, from east to west, should praise His name.
Amen.
Matthew Henry says, "God has praise from His own people. They have the most reason to praise Him, for those who attend Him as His servants know Him best and receive most of His favors." Do we receive His favors? Amen. Amen. We do. "And it is easy, pleasant work to speak well of their master. God's name ought to be praised in every place from east to west. Within this wide space, the Lord's name is to be praised. It ought to be so, though it is not. Ere long it will be when nations shall come and worship before Him. God is exalted above all blessing and praise." Amen. Is He? Let's praise Him this morning as we worship Him, and let's stand and say this psalm, this portion of Psalm 113 from the Message Translation. Hallelujah! You who serve God, praise God! Just to speak His name is praised. Just to remember God is a blessing, now, tomorrow, and always. From east to west, from dawn to dusk, keep lifting all your praises to God. God is higher than anything and anyone, outshining everything you can see in the skies. Who can compare with God, our God, so majestically enthroned, surveying His magnificent heavens and earth? And that wonderful big God, we have the privilege of having Him living in us, right?
Right?
Is that a stretch of the imagination?
No.
No! As believers, we need to embrace it more and more. For in Him, we live and move and have our being.